I next met with Dr. Matthew Smith, and to begin, I asked him about recent developments in the use of androgen receptor antagonists for patients with M0 castrate-resistant disease.
I think in the recent past, there have been a lot of misunderstandings about this disease state called non-metastatic CRPC. And part of that was this idea that it was a very indolent disease and that patients were at relatively low risk for progression or death from prostate cancer. But, you know, a variety of analyses of previous prospective studies showed that that really is not the case, particularly for patients with unfavorable PSA kinetics or, in fact, at high risk for progression and death from prostate cancer. And then in the last couple of years, we've had these now three randomized controlled trials reported that potent endocrine agents, apalutamide, enzalutamide, and now darolutamide, meaningfully improve metastasis-free survival with, you know, large treatment effects of with improvements of about 2 years with each of those agents.
And hazard rates around 0.5.
Actually, even better than that, sort of 0.3 to 0.4, depending on which study. So really big improvements. And in a way, the surprising observation was even though the survival data for each of those trials is immature to date, there's at least strong trends in favor of better overall survival with early intervention. I think that, in many ways, has exceeded even the most optimistic clinicians' expectations. So we look forward to longer follow-up in those trials, but certainly the totality of evidence really supports early intervention in that setting.
Before you talk a little bit about sort of the differences in the trials in these agents, a little bit more in terms of your comment about sort of the prognosis of patients with M0 disease and identifying, you know, sort of different subsets between those. And it's interesting that, you know, you're starting to see the survival advantage, which also implies that maybe the control arm didn't do that well.
I think that's right. I mean, that's one of the important takeaways from all of these trials. So in each of the three trials, the three pivotal studies, Spartan, Prosper, and Aramis reported at the meeting, they included patients at higher risk for progression based on a PSA doubling time at entry of less than 10 months. And that corresponds to about the top half of risk. 10 months is about the median PSA doubling time for patients with non-metastatic CRPC. So each of those trials included patients at somewhat higher risk for progression.
One of the things that came out of the symposium was the fact, which I thought was a little interesting, you know, usually people look at the global entry criteria of your trial, which, as you say, was 10 months. But I remember it might have been Oliver Sartor commented, well, there was a gradation. The median was maybe 6 months of the patients who actually got in the trial.
Yeah, even a little shorter. The median each of the trials was between 4 and 5 months.